On each Sunday during this past Advent season, we have looked for the Christmas story in one of the four gospel homes, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Tonight, let's look in our own home for the meaning of Christmas. You know, whether we listen to Bing Crosby's World War II rendition of "I'll Be Home for Christmas," or remember Judy Garland's words, "There's no place like home. There's no place like home." People have long connected the deepest meaning of Christmas with our deepest longing for home. But what exactly is home? Is it a place that we can drive to? Or is it a place in our hearts? Is it a cluster of emotions or a basket of memories of happy Christmas past? I remember a Christmas Eve when a little boy climbed out of his dormer window onto the rooftop in order to warn Santa that the fire was still burning in the fireplace. Tried as I might, I could not convince my smiling parents that night to put the fire out. One Christmas, there was cookies and milk left next to the fireplace, and on Christmas morning, the cookie was half eaten, the glass was half empty, and yes, there was a handwritten note from Santa. How can we not connect Christmas with home? They belong together, even when the memories are harder, like the December that Grandpa died, or the Christmas Eve when my big sister's boyfriend, an Army Ranger and a Black Beret, I love this man, I looked up to him. He came back from Vietnam on Christmas Eve. And he was different. He wasn't the same. I remember a phone call that led me to get in my car and drive 1,200 miles on Christmas Eve in 20 hours to get home. Mom said that Dad was depressed, that he'd given up trying to find a job, that they needed to see my face. No, we remember very well, don't we? We all remember our Christmases, and we connect them with the very heart of what it is to be home, with its joys and its sorrows, its laughter and tears, its longing and love. Nowadays, it's probably the laughter of my two grandchildren that I listen for the most. And home has become not just a house, but a skein of relationships that define who I am and to whom I belong. What do you call home? Will you be there tonight? Or do you, like the poet, have miles to go before you sleep? Home is the place where we are truly accepted, where love is not conditional, and where we know we belong. If we are fortunate, it's the same place we grew up in, with the same people we grew up with. But for some of us, like the wise men, we have to find a way home by another way. When Jesus was born, his parents were homeless wayfarers in search of a room. They found a stable instead, and the child that was delivered there, when he grew up to be a man, he said, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to rest his head. Cast out of his own hometown, Jesus walked this world in homelessness, carrying a message about our heart's true home in the kingdom of God. That's worth remembering tonight when so many millions and millions of our fellow human beings have been displaced from their homes by war and destruction, deprivation, detention, and by the politics of Caesars, old and new. Have you ever spoken to someone who's lived a long, long time and who's maybe battling a chronic illness and who's lost a lot of friends and family along the way? Such people often say, "I want to go home." And they're not talking about a place around here. They're speaking about a home in heaven, about a place that Jesus spoke to when he said, "In my Father's house are many rooms," or, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Our true homes, like the movie, are places in the heart. And the way to get there is to open our hearts with faith. So tonight, let's all come home by another way, by recognizing that we are carrying that home within us, and it is precisely the place where our dear Lord is waiting to enter in. Jesus wants to make his home in our hearts. He said, "Abide in me, and I will abide in you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock." It's written in the book of Revelation. And I ask you, will you open that door tonight? The door to the heart, and offer the space within to the one who was born in a stall. Like the Magi, will you bow and pay homage, offering to Jesus not just your joy, but your sorrow and longing too? Not some, but all your heart tonight. Will you accept his forgiveness? Will you reveal your brokenness? Will you shine by his grace? If you have come with that holy purpose, then I say the one who was born in a stable can be born again in you. Your heart can become Christ's home. And when that happens, you will know exactly who you are and to whom you belong. Tonight we've come to be with God because God has come to be with us. That's what's brought us together and holds us together in a world of deep darkness that is longing for the light. So come home for Christmas with a humble heart tonight, like the little children in the Christmas pageant last Sunday, all dressed up like lambs and crawling down the aisle toward the manger. Come home for Christmas with a sharing heart tonight, like my old friend Joe, who, when he had to do his clothes in the laundromat and saw the people there, came back with enough pizza to feed each and every person in the place. Come home for Christmas with an encouraging heart tonight, like the carolers on the yellow school bus, proclaiming glory and peace on dark thresholds, and singing with less than angelic voices the same good news of great joy. Come home for Christmas tonight, just as you are, and open the stable of your heart to let the Christ child in. And offer him there not just heavenly virtues of love, joy, and peace, but offer your longing and sorrow also, our need for forgiveness, our trust in God's grace. What then is the true meaning of Christmas? It really all comes down to this: God is with us and for us. And that's what home means, too. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.